This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Readers.com is your one-stop shop for quality reading glasses with over 700 styles under $20. Readers.com offers bifocal readers, reading sunglasses, computer readers, and more with powers from 1.0 to 6.0. With free shipping on orders over $30, friendly customer service, and easy returns, you are sure to find your perfect pair. Enter the coupon code BUCK at checkout for 30% off your next order. That's Readers.com. Happy eyes, happy wallet.
The Buck Sexton Show.
Team, we're now joined by my old friend from the Real News days and currently a Fox News contributor, Pete Hegseth. He has a new book out, In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Pete Hegseth. Captain Hegseth, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be inside the cozy Freedom Hut.
Yeah, the Freedom Hut is a snug place indeed. So, Pete, tell me a bit about this book. In the Arena, I see there's you and there's Teddy Roosevelt. I won't ask you who would win in a fight. Technically you, because he's dead, for sure. We know that. But even back in the day, Rough Riders, I don't know. I think I still give you the edge. What is the book about, In the Arena?
Well, Teddy Roosevelt's a tough dude, obviously. Medal of Honor recipient. I wouldn't want to tangle with that guy. The book, though, is not about Teddy Roosevelt. And as a conservative yourself, you know we are very wary about where he descended into as the founder of the Progressive Party and leader of his Bull Moose candidate gave us the disaster that was Woodrow Wilson. So the book is not about Roosevelt, and I come at him with clear eyes. It is about a speech that he gave in 1910, after his Republican presidency and before his descent into progressivism, the quote, you probably know it, the man, it's not the critic who counts, it's the man who is actually in the arena. And I carried that quote with me in Iraq and Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay. It motivated me. Then I read the entire speech, and the entire speech is called Citizenship in a Republic. And it is I feel like a perfect roadmap for what America needs today. It was kind of non-PC before there even was PC. And it calls for two basic tenets, which are the tenets of the book: good citizenship, gritty, tough citizenship, what it requires to keep a republic great are good average citizens. And then ultimately American leadership. And Roosevelt was a big believer in American power and American strength. And you know, right now there's a big debate going on about America's role in the world. And I use examples from Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere to very much indict the Obama foreign policy, what I call a coexist foreign policy, and hold up why, if the 21st century is not an American century, it will not be a free century. So the book is not about Roosevelt. It's not about me. It's about making America, reinvigorating it, and making sure it's strong and free in the 21st century.
She's going to be sure you did. It's about making America great again, but has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
That's where I was going.
So wait, on the front cover here, you've got a quote from Mark Levin. Pete Hegseth lays out a citizen-led roadmap for everyone listening knows who Mark Levin is. Pete Hegseth lays out a citizen-led roadmap for forging another American century. If you would, Pete, walk us through this citizen-led roadmap, sir.
Yeah, the roadmap like that starts with citizens themselves. And that's what I love about what Roosevelt lays out. He talks about efficiency being the number one word of a citizen. And when I think of efficiency, I think of light bulbs and starting pitchers. What he means is, who are you and do you live up to your own standard? Do you live up to maximizing yourself? And that includes earning a living, working hard, providing for your family. That's a willingness to fight, you know, staying fit, being willing to fight for the things you believe in, both physically, maybe with a rifle, but also in the spheres of influence you have. Do you raise a large patriotic family? Roosevelt talks a lot about demographics. A lot of people don't want to talk about it, but look at Western Europe today, and the most popular name in London, as I know your listeners know, of newborn boys in London is Muhammad, and that's because demographics are very powerful. Roosevelt talks about that. And then finally, he talks about character, faith, character that really support, are the indispensable supports of free people. Self-governance requires self-discipline. And so Roosevelt, before talking about voting and protesting and all the things we think of today when we think of citizens in a republic, he says, who are you? And what do you believe? Are you active in your spheres of influence? And do you fight to advance the American experiment? And that's what The Arena is. The book is called In the Arena. It's not your arena or my arena. It's the arena of the American experiment. Are you involved in whatever capacity you can to fight for it? Do you watchdog the curriculum at your local school so it's not poisoned by progressives and leftists? Are you, do you know who's on your school board and what they're imposing on you? Are you involved in your local elections, national elections? Are you involved in civic groups, civic organizations, church groups, things that feed and foster the things that have always been the indispensable supports of America? That's what we need to be investing in and fighting for, and everyone can do it. You don't have to be on the radio. You don't have to carry a rifle. You can do it with the people you know and influence, and it starts with yourself.
You know, one thing that I think is a fair question to ask now, in a way that perhaps even in recent years you would have gotten very different answers, or I think people would have looked at you quizzically like, well, of course I have the answer to that. That's, what does citizenship even mean in this country? You have an administration which is hoping to be, by the Democrats are hoping will be followed by another administration that believes that citizenship is something that, well, it can't really be legally defined, because if you come here legally or illegally, it should all be the same. And anybody who wants to be here, I mean, they're effectively de facto open borders advocates, in a sense, which means that they're advocates of giving citizenship to anyone who wants to be here without respecting the law of the land, without having any sense of a reciprocal obligation here. Right. It's like the state's obligation to you and your obligations back to the state. You know, both of us come from a generation, you serve in the military, I serve in the CIA, where we've seen in a post 9/11 era, I think, a reinvigoration of citizenship. And I know it's something, when I was reading your book, I know it's something that you talk about. But I also feel like from a legal and a cultural perspective, citizenship is becoming a more amorphous thing, because the left is turning it into that. And I think they're doing so purposefully.
Amen. You landed on the central premise of the book. You've clearly read it. You get an A in the course here, Buck. Thank you. Thank you for that. No, it is the left has a full out assault on what citizenship means, on what sovereignty means, on, frankly, the nation state. And that's where threats like Islamism and globalism and communism in the Chinese form, they're all the same. They want to break down the traditional and conventional nation state, which is ultimately a bedrock of the West, where America has a lot of influence and continues to. Our sovereignty is critical. What Roosevelt wrote about in his speech, and I love, he talks about citizens of the world. And that's what we're raising right now. And you've seen the bumper stickers, you know, no human being can be illegal. This whole idea that we should break down all borders and all allegiances. He warns against citizens of the world, who he calls inherently bad citizens of whatever country they live in. They're more concerned about humanity in this abject sense, in an abstract sense, than they are about being involved in their communities. And our job is to fight back on that premise. The problem is, even on the world stage, we're led right now by the first president who is himself a citizen of the world and has advanced those ideologies and viewpoints. And you see the reaction to someone like Donald Trump and other and conservatives who are talking about borders and talking about America and talking about why America is exceptional. I mean, the book makes a full-throated case for American exceptionalism, something you understand. This network understands, properly understood, that America is a special place and an incubator of freedom like nowhere else in the world, and therefore exceptional. But if you don't fight for it here and abroad, then it can be given away. History is never over. And right now the left is striking at the heart of it by trying to redefine citizenship. And so in a good point, a fundamental point of this book is to reestablish that definition and remind, this book's meant to inspire. It's a call to action. It's meant to motivate. I want to get people, remind them who we are, to be unapologetic about it and to get out there. Because as you said, there's threats everywhere. And one of them is at the very idea of citizenship and sovereignty.
Now, you know, given where things are right now, you mentioned the election, so you opened that door. So we're going to walk through it for a second. But side note, everybody, In the Arena, Pete Hegseth, that is the book. Buy it irrespective of whatever his sense of the election is right now, because it's about citizenship and patriotism and not voting for one guy or the other. Let's get that out there right now. Passions are running a little high right now, Pete, given what happened last night. But I do think that there is an increasing sense among many who are on the right, many who tend towards patriotism, who tend towards reverence for the founding and the Constitution, that they want to withdraw, that whether they're Trump voters or anti-Trump voters, they feel like we're losing the culture war. It's all a waste. D.C.'s corrupt. I've got my own stuff to tend to. I don't want to waste my time with this. I mean, I think you and I both would have to agree that that's a widespread enough sentiment that it's worrying. What would you say to somebody who has those very feelings right now in light of you writing a book that essentially says, no, we have to rally? Why should they rally?
because every generation of Americans have rallied, because previous generations in darker days even than this have decided it was worth fighting for. You know the Reagan quote? A lot of your listeners will, you know, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. You don't pass it to your kids in the bloodstream. You need to fight for it, lest we live in a country someday where we have to tell our grandkids what it was like to once when men and women once lived free. It is every day, every generation must contribute, and is demoralized or happy or triumphant or whatever listeners are by this cycle. What the left wants, what the status quo wants, what those who want to fundamentally transform America want, they want us to quit. They want us to say it's just too hard. I've failed. I failed again. Then I failed another time. I'm done. I'm out. I'm going insular inside my shell. They are counting on that. And I saw that from my work at trying to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs. They want us to stop. They will attack you personally. They will attack you privately. They will attack you physically. And they want to intimidate you. And I'm trying to remind our patriots, our citizens in this country who maybe loved one candidate or another. This book certainly, in fact, this book makes the case. It's not about candidates. It's not about our leaders. If we were a dictatorship, then a great ruler would matter. In fact, the central premise of Roosevelt's speech is you can't have a great republic without good citizenship. The good citizens are the key. And so we are the answer. We are the response. And how we respond is going to matter in these dark and difficult days. So this book, if you're down and out and you're looking for a reason to remember why the fight is worth it, I would encourage you to pick up the book, because that is the point of the book, to keep people motivated.
All right, Pete, we've only got about a minute before we've got to close out here, but we got into politics just a little bit there for a second. Let me ask you, what are the chances in your mind right now that Hillary Clinton ends up winning against Donald Trump in the fall, based on everything we see right now? I know this is a total departure, but I'm just taking an early poll from everyone that I know and respect in the business. What do you think?
Better than 50%, but not inevitable. Let's put it that way. It is better than 50%, no doubt. This idea that Trump's going to win California or win Florida, where the numbers are just inherently stacked against him. He has so many challenges in front of him, including true conservative, constitutional conservatives, whatever you want to call them, who don't trust any manifestation he's going to create and are inclined, you know, the establishment types are going to support Hillary Clinton, which no one should do or can do as a conservative. But the temptation is that they might stay home. And you know, right now, we'll see.
All right, everybody, you heard it from the man himself, Pete Hegseth, author of In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. It is out in bookstores now. You can get it on Amazon. Captain Pete Hegseth, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house. He's, you know, he's kind of an important guy. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond. And they are people that listen to this show. They are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. Realestateagentsitrust.com.